I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, March 24. Coming up, Accountant General's Department to phase out traditional life certificates, government to assist Baptist Union's castor bean production project, and American football to be introduced in schools come September. The news in detail after this message.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. The Accountant General's Department, AGD, is advising Government of Jamaica pensioners that it will be phasing out traditional life certificates. A life certificate is a document used by the AGD to verify the identity of pensioners each quarter before disseminating their pension payments. Accountant General Carlene Murdoch says as of April 1, the agency will only accept the barcoded version of its life certificates, which were introduced some 2 years earlier. Mrs. Murdoch says this is part of the agency's continued efforts to modernize its operations. The barcoded life certificates boast several advantages over its traditional counterparts, including its ability to store vital information about pensioners, allowing for quicker and more efficient processing of pension payments. The barcoded life certificates also reduce the threat of identity theft.
We started to use the barcoding format about 2 years ago. And one of the reasons that we went to that, one of the main reasons we went to that format was that we were trying to avoid or prevent or mitigate some of the risks that are associated with just any life certificate being sent to us.
The Accountant General was speaking at a JIS think tank session Friday. The Early Childhood Commission, ECC, has formalized a partnership with Digicel Foundation and the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, to help 5 early childhood schools achieve certification under the ECC's 12 operating standards. Under the agreement, the institutions will receive training assistance for teachers and other employees, as well as support in the setting up of a play area and fencing. Acting Executive Director of the ECC, Carlene Deslandes, says the initiative is part of the Commission's efforts to support more rural schools.
These schools are New Works Primary and Infant in Westmoreland, Upper Rock Spring All Age and Infant in Hanover, Prattville Infant Department in Manchester, Carisbrook Infant Department in St. Elizabeth, and Cassava River Primary and Infant in St. Catherine. The Early Childhood Commission is quite happy for this partnership because it means that there are 300 children in these 5 institutions will be, you know, positively impacted in terms of their outcomes.
Ms. Deslandes says the team hopes to complete works at the schools in time for the new academic year. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Daryl Vaz, has given a commitment to assist the Jamaica Baptist Union, JBU, with lands for its castor bean project. Mr. Vaz has lauded the group for undertaking the initiative, which will engage residents in Baptist church communities across the island in castor bean production. He says the initiative will widen the country's economic base, beginning at the community level.
I'm very pleased that the Jamaica Baptist Union is utilizing its network of churches to provide well-needed employment for persons under this project, thereby assisting in the alleviation of poverty in the targeted communities. I also applaud your intention and that you aim to build the skill sets of participants in the project through exposure of agronomy, stewardship, and business skills.
Mr. Vaz was speaking at the official launch of the Jamaica Baptist Union's Grow Castor Bean project in St. Andrew earlier this week. And American football is to be introduced to Jamaican schools come September. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has partnered with the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sports and U.S. nonprofit agency Jamaican American Athletic Development Incorporated to implement the Touchdown Project, which will see the sport being piloted in 16 schools. The program will be accessible to all high school students across the country with a designated school in their parish serving as the base and training facility. Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid is urging students island-wide to participate in the initiative, adding that it may open up opportunities for international scholarships.
Ministry, therefore, is hoping that over a 2-year period, they will begin to see the desired results of students demonstrating an acceptance for American football and also positioning themselves academically for scholarship opportunities.
Minister Reid was speaking at the launch of the Touchdown Project on Thursday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.